Well, the federal opposition is gearing up for a new political fight on immigration. Shadow Home Affairs Minister John O'Dunham yesterday floated the idea of a citizenship-style test of Australian values for aspiring migrants, telling the Sunday Telegraph the current test standards need to be improved. Well, joining me now to discuss is Amanda Vanstone. Amanda Vanstone was a former Minister for Immigration and Multicultural Affairs under Prime Minister John Howard and joins me now. Amanda Vanstone, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
After settling internal debates on net zero emissions, opposition leader Susan Lee has made it clear the coalition is now focusing on immigration policy. Is it a wise issue to wade into next?
Oh, absolutely. Look, whichever way you cut it, what we are essentially is an immigration nation. Unless you are a full-blood Indigenous Australian, somewhere you've got migrant blood in your veins. Might be a question of when your granny came versus my granny, but that's just an issue of timing. We are, except for full-blood Indigenous Australians, a migrant nation. Now, we cannot afford to be divided and arguing about that essential characteristic of us. And I think we are divided about immigration at the moment. So to tackle that and to get some agreed principles from which we start the immigration debate would be a really good thing. Not just this, lower it, raise it, get more skilled, more semi-skilled. That's just bantering at each other. I mean, detail has to be sorted, sure, but let's get the basic principles right. So if they're going to go back to basics and get some principles on which we can all agree, then the other stuff will fall into place.
What are the basic principles in your view?
Well, now, what is the name of that song? We are one, we are many, from all the lands on earth we come. I can't remember it, but they often have it on TV on Australia Day and everybody says, isn't that great? But that's true what we are. So the first principle is I think, non-discriminatory on the basis of where you come. Now, we've always had a lot of people from the UK, but that's an historical link. We've had a lot of people from China and India. Well, we're in the Indo-Pacific, what do you expect? But after those three, the spread is quite phenomenal over some 20 or more countries. And that's a good thing, I think. So that would be my first principle. Let's keep a really good mix of people coming. There's a bit of debate over skilled versus semi-skilled, unskilled. We've liked to have skilled immigration and you come young enough that we can use your skills, you know, not come at 60 and you retire at 65. We want you here, I think, by 43 or something. But, of course, every skilled migrant brings some people with them, some of whom are unskilled. So we need to bring in the people we need. Now, there's differing views about this, and Sally, I really don't know the answer. I hear business people saying they can't get not unskilled but lower-skilled workers. Yet I read something in the paper this morning that said, you know, we're chock-a-block. There are people looking for jobs. But the essential point is bring in the people we need.
The Howard government introduced a multiple-choice citizenship in late 2007. In reality, how effective was it?
What do you mean multiple choice citizenship?
There was no citizenship test at that stage?
2007, I was in Italy then, Sally.
Right, okay.
But look, I'm not sure about tests. It depends who devises them. I mean, we have great bureaucrats, I think. The Australian Public Service does a fabulous job. But, you know, do I need to be interested in cricket to come here? Well, I'm not, so I wouldn't get here. You know, I've got some anxiety about those tests, but that's not to say you couldn't devise one that was effective.
What have you made of the initial statements from some in the coalition, including those not in leadership roles in the coalition, about the issue of immigration, the way that they are framing that debate?
Well, not just people in the coalition. Everybody, I think, is jumping on a bandwagon to have a quick and easy discussion. You know, have we got too many people? They haven't looked at how many are coming. They haven't looked at the makeup of those that are coming. It's just one of those yelling across the town square debates. So I hope we can have a much more informed debate. I don't mean people knowing a lot of detail because, you know, we can't know, we don't want to know a lot of detail about a whole range of policies, but at least understand the basics of, you know, do you want parent reunion, for example? Can the last surviving parent come? What if they're old and require a lot of medical care? I mean, there are a lot of very difficult questions in immigration, and I don't think we should treat it as a simple more or less, you know, how many can we have? It's the makeup that's important, not just the countries you come from, but what skills you've got.
Do you think the coalition will find it easier to find consensus on immigration rather than the process for net zero?
Look, I don't know, but with most things, when you put information in front of you, people, in front of you or people, things become a bit clearer. When you're just yelling at each other over the square on, you know, headlines, that fight is never going to conclude. So I think Lee's doing the right thing, saying let's have a discussion about this, let's get the principles we want to implement and get agreement on those. And I genuinely think things will fall into place, not just for the coalition but for Australian immigration, if we settle on some principles we can agree on. And then the bureaucrats can go and do the job they usually do so well.
Is immigration fertile ground as the coalition faces historically low result in the election and also renewed popularity from One Nation?
I don't know. I mean, One Nation is a bit of a headline seeker without necessarily coming up with detailed policies. And I think you can understand why people in the major parties aren't very sympathetic to that, because government is about a lot more than just yelling out a slogan or saying something that people generally agree with. You've then got to go and do the detail and implement the policy. So while I agree with some of the things One Nation says, not all, obviously, I'm not really sympathetic to them because they don't have the minds of people that are going to have to govern one day. And that's a lot harder than just chanting slogans.
To regain support, is the answer for the coalition further to the right or is it in the centre?
It's in the centre. Only an idiot thinks that going out to either extreme left or right for either party will work. I mean, sure, there are people who have more extreme and conservative views, and there are people who have in the coalition parties, and there are people who have more extreme leftist views in the Labor Party. But the answer is not to follow them and leave everyone else in Australia in the middle without representation. I mean, you have to acknowledge the bulk of us, whether we're just over the centre line to the left or just over the centre line to the right, are pretty much in the middle. We're not, you know, a dramatic country with extremes, really.
Amanda Vanstone, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.
Amanda Vanstone, former Minister for Immigration and Multicultural Affairs.